I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give.
Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts, says the Lord. But how? In what way are the Lord's thoughts and ways so much greater than ours? Probably that he's better than us. I guess that makes sense for God. He's more consistent than we are. He doesn't have our weaknesses. But also different by kind. He says just before this passage that we should come and buy bread and drink water without money and without price. And I'm baffled by that. How do you buy something without some kind of exchange? We have other words for that. But the Lord doesn't. That's different than us. That surpasses our way of thinking. The reason for this is sure, even if all of the ways that we might justify it aren't, that he is not sinful as he is. He goes on to say there that you should not be doing what you're doing. You should not be selling your life dearly, paying out your money at great cost for all of these things that don't satisfy, that aren't bread, that won't give you life. And of course, he means beyond simply that we shell out a lot of money for things that are bad for our bodies. He also means that we shell out what is most costly for the things of this world that perish, including bread or vegetables or whatever would be better fodder. The Lord doesn't have the self-destructive tendency that we do because of sin. But there's a third way. He's different because he is governed by compassion, as we hear in today's reading. Return to the Lord that he may have compassion on a wicked person. To our God, he abundantly pardons. That's why his thoughts, that shows at least that his thoughts are by no means our thoughts. We are so rarely governed first by a compassionate instinct to those who are against us and showing us wickedness. But our God shows steadfast love, mercy, loving kindness, compassion at the heart of who he is. What that means, finally, is that everything he is doing, even if it doesn't seem so compassionate, even as Isaiah says elsewhere, if it is a strange and alien work of God, its end is still the forgiveness of sins. Repentance for and into the forgiveness of sins is to be preached in my name, Jesus says at the end of Luke's gospel. All right, that's his ways and his thoughts, but then it goes on in Isaiah to talk about something else, about the Lord's words, about how the Lord's word accomplishes the purpose for which it is sent. What does that mean? What is it that the Lord's word is accomplishing, and how does it do it? How do we know that it is accomplishing the purposes for which he sent it? Well, we have it explained to us here that it does not return void. It does things. It, of course, is powerful. This is the word of the Lord that created the heavens and the earth and called them out of nothing. This is the word that spoke with breath to enliven Adam. But also, what it says here is that it continues to do its work. The analogy that Isaiah, that the Lord, is using is one of great growth, of planting, like rain that falls and waters the earth and doesn't just stop there, but brings forth the plants that sprout and grow, but doesn't just stop there, that produces bread and food. We should take that as nourishing and good food that is given to the sower and to the eater, and seed that they may plant again for the future as well. You see that the Lord's word sets in motion great growth, a future, a prospect, even that it sustains all things and that it gives us joy. Above all, that it benefits his people, that he doesn't just do it without them, that he doesn't just make sure that our world is beautiful and green each spring, but that he does it so we may delight in the lilies of the valley, that we may eat of its produce and give him thanks. And isn't that it? That everything the Lord does is to benefit us, even though we have shown ourselves in so many ways to be wicked and false to him. Now, many people love the first part. They love to talk about God's ways and his thoughts. They love to talk about the plans of God that they are convinced are at work for us. And they're not wrong. But God's plans are not secret. And God's plans are not aimless, as if they're just throwing things out there to, who knows what's going to happen? Who knows how the contingencies of history in this world, in this universe, are going to go? God is there. He has plans, I suppose, but they're distant and they're secret. Not at all. This is why Isaiah goes from his plans, his ways that are higher, so much beyond us, and then gives them to us. And then says, look, here is his word speaking to you. I will give my Holy Spirit to give the scriptures, not just to send prophets and apostles, but to gather their word together so it is clear and intelligible, so you may know what I am thinking. How about that? God wants you to know what he thinks. He wants you to know his ways, and he wants you to hear of his steadfast love and trust in it. This then leads us back to the first part of this. What is it that the Lord is doing? What is the direction that all of his word, all of his care, all of his attention to us, whether we are paying attention to it or not, is leading us toward? Seek me. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him when he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord his God, that I may have compassion on him, that I may abundantly pardon. Lutherans like the word part. We like that God's greater than us, that he's doing a lot more than we are. We're not always as comfortable with him telling us to seek him, to call upon him, to forsake our ways, and to return to him, for fear that he is not behind it. But this is why the Lord gives his word in all cases. It's why he preaches his law to convict us of sin, to call us away from the wickedness, not too strong a word, for the ways that our actions, that our words, but most of all, our hearts and ways and thoughts are so contrary to his. But it's not for our destruction. It's for our forgiveness and pardon. It's because he is compassionate to us, that he brings all of this together for our good in Christ Jesus and atoning for our sin. Thanks be to God, the Lord's word does what it says. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.